My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman Ben Quayle, a freshman representing the Grand Canyon State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. We want to get his reaction to how members of Congress are reacting to the possibility of Al-Qaeda-based retaliation in response for the killing of Osama bin Laden nearly a week and a half ago. We also want to get his reaction to the president's comments on Tuesday regarding his immigration policy. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the threat that many folks feel could be out there now, that there could be retaliatory strikes from Al-Qaeda as a result of the killing of bin Laden. The CIA has put different facilities around the world on alert. We know that there are at least some level of plans regarding trains being targeted in this country. What are you and what are the members of the committee focused on right now to make sure that there isn't at least a successful retaliatory strike?
I think that after the killing of Osama bin Laden, most people, and I hope most people on our committee, knew that this was not the end for the war on terror, and that Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and other terrorist organizations will continue to try to attack America and attack our way of life. So we're going to be very vigilant and make sure that our intelligence community is continuing to have active communication with our law enforcement community and just basically maintain the level of security that we've been having since 9/11.
So you don't think we need to necessarily ratchet up security in any particular area of the transportation sector or anywhere else?
Well, I think that, right now, if there is a legitimate threat, then we'll have to respond accordingly. But right now, I don't see that there is another threat, but that could change. I think that we always have to be vigilant in these times because those types of things can change in the matter of minutes if they try to get an individual, a lone wolf type person to carry out a terrorist activity.
There seems to be somewhat of a consensus that the greater threat might be in the immediate aftermath rather than Al-Qaeda's strength in the long term. What do you know about that and how degraded they are, either as a result of the specific killing of bin Laden or just what we've been able to accomplish militarily over the past months and years?
Well, I think it's too early to tell what the short-term and or long-term effect of killing bin Laden will have. I think that since we've been able to take the war on terror to them over in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and concentrate their efforts on with our soldiers, I think that that has had a detrimental effect on Al-Qaeda and its abilities. Now, that being said, you do have certain portions of Al-Qaeda, like Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, that are starting to build up their forces. And the one thing that we do have to keep a close eye on is, you know, these individual people who are either in the United States or elsewhere that are getting radicalized and then could possibly do some harm, you know, stuff like the Fort Hood, what happened in Fort Hood, those types of things that we need to keep our eye on.
You mentioned before that while this was obviously a major success in the war on terror, that it doesn't mean that the war is over. To what extent do you fear that either some of the administration or some of the American public might feel that this is a tipping point and a point where we might be able to begin bringing troops home? Because obviously this summer we're expected to see at least some of those return home.
Even if we start to draw down some of our military capabilities in Afghanistan or in Iraq, I hope that we don't have these artificial deadlines, which we have. I hope we don't abide by them, but we just go on what is the situation on the ground. But even if we start to draw that down, we still have an ongoing war with terror. That's not going to change. The death of bin Laden is not going to change that. There are people and there are groups who fundamentally dislike and hate America and everything that we stand for and will not stop until they try to see America taken down. So we need to continue to monitor this. We need to continue to have the intelligence community, a robust intelligence community, to be able to thwart these type of large-scale attacks against us like the 9/11 and be able to work with our law enforcement agencies going forward.
Let's move to the southern border now. I know it's been an issue of a great concern to you and your constituents for a long time and others who have lived close to the Mexican border and the different trafficking and drug wars that are going on in that part of the continent. And just Tuesday, of course, the president was in El Paso talking about what he considers great strides made in border security and making his push for what he calls comprehensive immigration reform. Here's what the president had to say about improvements in border security.
We have gone above and beyond what was requested by the very Republicans who said they supported broader reform as long as we got serious about enforcement. All the stuff they asked for, we've done.
The general implication, it seems, there, Congressman, is that that box has been checked, border is secure, and now we can move on to the rest of it. How do you react to that?
Well, that was a very nice political speech, and it seems like the president is very good at building up a straw man and then tearing it down. The fact of the matter is that the border is not secure. He had a number of falsehoods within that speech, one being that the border fence was close to being complete. That is an abject falsehood. And for those of us who have actually been down to the border and been to Arizona, especially because the Tucson sector is one of the least controlled sectors, it's one of the most poorest sectors, and it's the area where they are smuggling the vast majority of marijuana into the United States. And that affects the state of Arizona. It affects my district in Phoenix because my district and the Phoenix area then becomes the distribution point to the rest of the United States. So to say that our border is secure and to make that to use that as a political ploy to try to push through a comprehensive immigration reform during election season, I just did not think that that was the right move for the president to do, and it was completely inaccurate statements that he made.
Do you believe your conference is largely at a consensus on what any sort of immigration policy or legislation going forward should be?
Well, I think that what we're going to be focusing on, what we're going to be doing in the Homeland Security Committee is focusing on border security, and that in mainly is focusing on the southern border, but the northern border as well. And that's going to be what we're going to be focusing on, the security of the border, ensuring that we're enforcing our laws, and we're not going to provide any more incentives for people to cross over illegally.
In terms of the political aspect of this, some folks have said that this is probably a kind of a cynical move on his part because he knows the Republican-led House isn't going to go along with what he wants to do, and so he's trying to dangle this out there as an issue to attract Latino voters. Is that being too cynical, or do you read some of that into what just happened this week?
Well, I think that the speech was one of many. It was kind of similar to what he did on the budget a couple weeks ago, and that was making a political speech out of a very serious issue and trying to demagogue the issue and demagogue Republicans. And I don't think that that's the proper venue. I don't think it's the proper subject matter. And what we need to do is to find real solutions to secure our border. And because it's not just a problem for Arizona, this is a national security issue. We need to know who's coming over. And the level of violence that the drug cartels are ratcheting up in Mexico, that's really has gotten out of control long before, this speech, and will continue to get out of control if we don't start working with the Mexican government more to crack down on those cartels as well. So I was disappointed in the speech.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. Now, you're also a lawyer by trade and serve on the Judiciary Committee. When you see that the case of the SB 1070 has been ruled now by the District Court and by a panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, both against the state of Arizona, it now heads to the Supremes. What's your confidence on how this will turn out, and how important is it how it turns out for the state of Arizona?
I don't know what the Supreme Court will do on that. The one thing that it would be interesting if they ruled that the federal government has actually been involved in this area and actually have a supremacy clause issue, because basically it would be saying that just because the federal government actually talks about immigration yet doesn't enforce those laws and doesn't actually enforce these things, that they have a supremacy clause issue with the states. I don't see that that's how it should have been read, but we'll see what the Supreme Court does. And I think it would be important. It's important for Arizona because the federal government has failed to live up to its responsibilities and actually enforce the federal immigration laws.
Well, some major security issues out there. Congressman, thank you so much for taking the time to discuss them with us.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Appreciate it. Arizona Republican Congressman Ben Quayle represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of both the House Homeland Security and Judiciary Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.